Welcome back. Well, Growthpoint Properties released its full year results today, reporting a 6.5% rise in distribution and total distributable income up 10% as the company increased its property assets by 8.7%. It's marked the second half of the year as confirmation that this may be the toughest domestic operating environment the company has faced, and warns of an even tougher 2019 given the depressed property fundamentals in the domestic market. Group CEO Norbert Sasse joins us in studio now to drill into the detail behind the numbers. Thanks so much, Norbert, for joining us today. So as I've highlighted there, at the half year mark already, you indicated that this may well be the toughest year for the group, given the growth points that we face. And, you know, any growth within that context would be good growth. With a couple of firsts having been hit in your earnings metrics, though, has the kind of growth you've reported surprised or surpassed your expectations?
I think it's pretty much in line. You know, we've always guided towards this sort of 6.5% number. But Lisa, I think what's interesting is that during the course of the year, I guess the makeup of that growth has changed. You know, so at the beginning of the year, we would have expected maybe slightly better results from the domestic portfolio. We didn't quite have all of our international deals lined up, but they, you know, they came through. And if you cut through the 6.5% growth, you know, it's fair to say that a fairly significant chunk of that has come from that internationalization strategy. Now, not all of that was contemplated or budgeted or anticipated in the early part of the year. Mm-hmm. So to the extent that the domestic economy took its toll on the South African portfolio, you know, we were fortunate enough that we had these other revenue streams or investments that helped us. Unfortunately, Aussie didn't help us very much this year. Aussie contribution actually went back a little bit, not because the Australian business didn't perform well or isn't performing well. In fact, it's performing exceptionally well. But the increased dividend withholding tax and the, let's say, slightly stronger rand during the period, you know, resulted in a slightly negative contribution from Australia.
You highlight, Norbert, you know, the focus that you've got on your internationalization strategy and then also chasing other revenue streams. But talk us through the maneuverings you've had to, you know, endure when it comes to streamlining your South African portfolio within that context.
Yeah, so I mean, just to take one step back on the strategy, you know, the internationalization and funds management and trading and development, these strategies were designed as a sort of a bolt on to the core existing business with a view to take us maybe from this sort of a 6% growth environment to a 10% growth environment. The reality and what's transpired over the last couple of years now is that they've merely allowed us to stay at the 6-odd% environment, and obviously we're guiding next year for slightly lower. Without those, you know, things would have been probably considerably worse. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, South African portfolio, you know, notwithstanding all the hardships or let's say the tough environment, you know, the portfolio grew at about 4.2% net property income. The like-for-like growth was also about a 4.2% number. So you could probably be a little bit encouraged by that. That probably does speak to the quality of the total portfolio. But there is, within that portfolio, there is a bit of a drag, and you know, we are looking to dispose of a number of assets, as the results show. We sold about 1.5 billion rand worth of assets during the year. At the 30 June mark, we had another 2.5 odd billion held for sale. So this is where the properties have actually been sold contractually, but they haven't physically transferred and converted to cash. 2.3 of that 2.5 has, as I sit here today, already been converted to cash. And then we do have a portfolio of about 5.8 billion that we're in the process of disposing as well, where we've engaged with a particular party with a view to disposing the asset portfolio to BE party.
And looking at your current portfolio, though, I mean, your vacancies have crept higher from 4.4 to 5.4%, where you're still achieving 7.4% average future escalations on rentals. Do you see that, you know, needing to be compromised in order for you to keep a handle on occupancies moving forward? Because at risk then would be the overall expense ratio of your domestic portfolio.
Correct, yeah. So that 7 to 8% escalation is a little bit sort of deceiving, because you know, you get it for 3 or 4 years. and then the lease terminates and you have to sign a new lease. Now, the new leases are renewing at 3% below where they terminated. So, you know, you might, if you look at a 3 or a 5 year period, you haven't quite got your 7-8, you've actually got more like 5-5.5.
Yeah.
So that's been a dynamic in the South African portfolio or property really in South Africa over the last 5 years, where we've had very slow, anemic economic growth. South African property industry used to be characterized by 8% initial yield and 8% growth in rental.
Mm-hmm.
That's changed. You can still get your 8% initial yield, but you're probably now looking at a 5% average growth and not an 8%. So your total return of 8 plus 8 was 16, now it's 8 plus 5, which is closer to 13.
Yeah. What you've been emphasizing, though, is that you've got that internationalization strategy helping to cushion this pressure that you face in the South African market. You've accessed the international debt capital markets to match that international strategy to fund new investment. How much investment are you directing offshore versus locally at this stage?
So when we put the strategy together, sort of 2014, latter half of 2014, we targeted 30% as just an initial target of, and we weren't that specific. Is it assets? Is it profits? Is it distributions? Is it earnings before interest and tax? So that was sort of an initial stake in the ground. Where we sit today, sort of 2-3 years into that strategy, we've got about 27.7, almost 28% of the assets would be represented offshore. And about just over 20% of our earnings before interest and tax. So we've made pretty good progress in that regard, probably even slightly faster than we had originally expected or anticipated. And we remain encouraged, obviously, by the returns that we're seeing in Australia. The total shareholder return for Growthpoint Australia as a shareholder this year was 22% in Aussie dollars. It's been a great, great, great investment for us, and we still like the dynamics a lot. Eastern Europe equally. I mean, these markets are GDP growth in Poland and Romania are in the high fours and low fives, and we're seeing significant opportunities in those markets.
Let's leave it there. Norbert, thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Norbert Sasse is Group CEO of Growthpoint Properties.